I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we are getting to know another Knoxville senior, and boy, this is one I've been really looking forward to for a lot of years. Reagan Roberts, you're finally a senior. How's that? You're a senior.
It's pretty crazy, to be honest. Seeing my brother and sisters must be in this spot, so, you know, definitely kind of looked forward to it, but also it's kind of crazy that it's my last time, you know, playing Knoxville Panther sports.
Well, let's get to know Reagan Roberts a little bit. You are on the wrestling team, so what is a pre-match ritual you ought to do besides, you know, the normal stretching, getting mentally ready for everything?
Blare music. I like to put in my AirPods and turn up music as loud as I can.
Certain song you have to listen to?
A lot of old rock. I think when I have bigger matches, I like to listen to the Halloween theme song.
The Halloween theme song. Is that kind of getting you into that other wrestler's mind? It's like, okay, here comes that guy that I don't want to see on this mat.
Yeah, I like to think of it as like I'm in the boogeyman mindset. Like I'm ready to destroy who's ever across from me, and so it kind of puts me in that, like, I'm trying to hunt these guys down.
Besides Knoxville, what other facility have you wrestled at that you have a memorable match or maybe just like to go to?
That's a tough one. You know, it's easy to say Wells Fargo Arena. It really is for me, but I'd say that and just any place where the district tournament is, you know, I love to wrestle there. I'm starting to really like the pressure of big matches. So I think just anywhere where I can have a big match, I'll really enjoy it.
Is there a favorite movie that you go to?
A favorite movie?
Movie, yeah.
Movie. Whew. I'd have to say the movie Shutter Island. It stars Leonardo DiCaprio, and I think it's his best film.
Tell us about that. I don't know if I'm really familiar with that.
Yeah, so it's about Leonardo DiCaprio's character. He's a U.S. Marshal, and he's going on this island to investigate, like, there's a missing patient on this, like, mentally insane facility. And so it's really good. I'm not going to spoil the movie because it's a really good movie, and, like, you just go watch it.
All right, I'll see if I can get that called up. Favorite holiday and why?
I'd say Thanksgiving. I really just like all the good food that comes out there, the turkey, you know, the mashed potatoes, the rolls, the pumpkin pie is always amazing. So I'm a big Thanksgiving fan. Christmas is a close second, but I think Thanksgiving takes it for me.
Now, as a wrestler, do you kind of have to watch what you eat, or is it still, okay, I can still get down to the weight I want to be?
For me, I can eat just about as much as I want because I'm usually way under. So I think it's just not overeating and not feeling like crap the next morning because we usually have our wrestle-offs and everything that Friday after. So it's just like not overeating and feeling sick the next morning.
What other high school sports and activities are you a part of besides wrestling?
That's a long list, Derek. That's a really long list. Football, wrestling, chamber choir, the musical. I'm also in National Honor Society as well as I was on homecoming court. I was also a junior class officer last year and a senior class officer this year.
How do you balance all those and still stay with your education and, you know, still give equal time to everything?
No free time. It's usually, especially when the musical starts up in January, I'm going from practice to practice. And then once I get home, I'm like, man, I'm super tired. I want to go to bed. So it really does help now that I do have two off blocks in my day to work on schoolwork and get everything else done with that. So that really helps. But yeah, not a lot of free time for me. It's a lot of stressful situations, but I love it.
Who is a role model and why do you look up to him?
I'd say my parents. I think the way they lead and the way they put themselves out there as well is just like showing me that you can do things and things are possible and that nothing's too hard to do. And I think they just lead by example, and I really, really like that.
I know the answer to this one already. Do you have a job and what is it?
Yeah, I do. I work for it's a radio station. I don't know if you ever heard of it, called KNIA-KRLS. Yeah, I work there part-time every Sunday because it's the only day that I'll fit into my schedule.
I've heard of that station, too. Any siblings, and how well do you get along with them?
Yeah, I have two siblings, RJ, my older brother, and Reese, my older sister. I get along with them great, a lot better than we did when we were growing up. Now it's looking at me like they're some of my best friends. You know, I could go and hang out with one of them for hours and just not get bored.
This divides the state a lot. I think I know the answer to this one, too. Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
I'm a big Iowa fan. I love Iowa, everything about Iowa. Probably going to go to the University of Iowa next year. So, yeah, I'm a big Iowa fan.
Any memory from past Hawkeye events you've been at or watched on TV that stick out?
I would say the one in person was the 2020 Iowa versus Nebraska wrestling duel. It was a highly ranked matchup, and I remember Iowa just throbbing. I mean, it was a really fun event. And then online, I'd say when Iowa wrestling won the national title in 2021, I was just sitting there like, wow, that's really, really cool. Yeah. And then just any time winning a big football game is always truly a fun experience.
A wrestler would pick a wrestling memory, which is appropriate. Favorite pro sports team, or do you follow pro sports?
I'm a big New York Yankees fan. They've disappointed me a lot recently, so it's sometimes hard to cheer for them, but yeah, never not going to cheer for the Yankees.
If you've had time for a vacation, what's the best vacation you've ever been on?
Some of the ones we went down to Florida during spring break and actually during Christmas break last year. Coach Ford wasn't very happy about it. We went down to Florida. I really like going down and getting in the warmth, going to amusement parks. Like a few years ago, I think it was my 8th grade year, we went to Orlando. We went to Universal Studios, and I really enjoyed that. So I'd probably say that's number one for me.
Top thing on your bucket list?
Go and watch the Olympic wrestling. I really want to go to see the atmosphere and see what's happening, or just go to out of the country.
Well, 3 years from now, the Summer Olympics are in L.A., so you don't have to go very far to get there.
That is true, and the wrestling would be there, so that will definitely be – I might have to go to L.A. and watch that. That would be pretty cool.
Famous person in history, they could be alive or not, that you want to spend a day with?
Getting these hard questions about I would say, man, it's a really tough one to just think about. I would say I'd want to talk to Winston Churchill. I feel like he was one of the best leaders I've ever seen, and I just want to hear his perspective of World War II and, you know, what kind of went into winning that war.
And if you could play another sport that you currently don't participate in at Knoxville, what would it be?
Does it have to be a sport currently at Knoxville?
If it doesn't have to, it can be any sport, you know, whatever you want.
Man, I'd want to do, like, there's a lot of tough ones because I'd want to like fight, like do UFC or MMA or boxing, but also just like lacrosse or something like that, or rugby. Rugby would be really fun.
All right. Well, Reagan Roberts, thanks for letting us get to know you, and best of luck this year.
Yeah. Thank you, Derek.
That's Reagan Roberts. Let's get to know on KNIA KRLS.